Welcome back to Rome Boys. We're hanging with the Saints again.
Come on.
Saint Rita.
Yes, of Cassia. Yes,
Cassia.
It is Italy. Yes, yeah, great
Cassia.
Saint. Excellent
Saint Rita.
Yes. Okay, what just you got?
Well, Rita. First of all, we're on YouTube. Where else are we, Joe?
Sorry, my bad. I'm dropping the ball here. Yeah, check us before we get started. Let's remind everybody to subscribe to our channel as well as check us out on all of our social media outlets: MeWe, YouTube, Rumble. Let's get ready to rumble.
Twitter, Instagram,
it's free.
Parler,
do it, please. Gab. It helps spread the gospel.
And our website, www.romeboys.org.
And we're even on Patreon.
Yeah.
How cool is that? We're moving up in the world,
so
boys.
Find us. Yeah. And share our videos.
I don't think somebody said www since like 1997.
Yeah, well.
But
that's,
we're bringing it back.
Yeah.
Back in the world. Showing my age. Saint Rita was a wife, mother, widow, and member of religious community. Wow, makes my life look boring. Her holiness was reflected in each phase of her life. Rita had a tough 18-year marriage, and she bore and raised two sons. After her husband was killed in a brawl and her sons had died, Rita tried to join the Augustinian nuns in Cassia. Unsuccessful at first because she was a widow, Rita eventually succeeded.
Over the years, her austerity, prayerfulness, and charity became legendary. When she developed wounds on her forehead, people quickly associated them with the wounds from Christ's crown of thorns. She meditated frequently on Christ's passion. Her care for the sick nuns was especially loving.
She also counseled lay people who came to her monastery. She was beatified in 1626 and canonized in 1900. The same year as the greatest storm in history in Galveston. Yeah.
Okay.
She has acquired the reputation, together with St. Jude, as a saint of impossible cases.
Yeah, bring it to Rita.
Yeah. Kind of like St. Thaddeus, right?
There you go. St. Jude.
Mm-hmm. Oh, St. Jude Thaddeus.
Same person.
Hello.
I was about to say, I haven't heard of Thaddeus. We're going to have to do it next, but it's St. Jude. Okay.
Especially with Jude marriages, Thaddeus. Because if you watch the movie of St. Rita by Ignatius Press, like, she totally had a tough marriage. I mean, her husband was in the mafia.
Don't ever go against the family, Jerry.
Godfather.
Godfather.
Yes.
And there was brutal, you know, both sides were fighting, lives were being killed, her children's lives were in jeopardy, and it's a pretty crazy life that she went through, tons of suffering. And then when she joined the convent, suffering just continued. So it's
a lot of people visit her tomb.
They do. They do.
To this, right? Even to this day,
Put it on your list when you go to Italy.
Yeah. Well, over half of all marriages in America end in divorce.
And actually, they say it's higher now. It's even over half now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was like 52% back in the early 2000s.
And that statistic is kind of skewed because most people don't get married anymore.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. Right?
They're just, common law.
Yeah, common law marriage. They live together, and then whenever they're done, they just leave.
Yeah.
So that's a divorce.
But she was faithful to the end, and faithful to her kids, and then faithful as a nun. So that's she was a true test of what we need to be in our vocation when we're loyal. Hey, that came back.
I was going to say Rita.
So the most popular story of Rita is about when the crown of thorns came in her head. So Rita was listening to a Franciscan preacher speak about Christ's passion and suffering, and in particular, Jesus's crown of thorns. And then Rita was moved to tears, which is awesome. Like, you're taking it in. Like, it was really moving her heart. She returned to her convent room where she prostrated at the foot of the crucifix. Absorbed in prayer, she asked for one of the thorns so that she could experience the suffering of her Savior. See, she asked. Whoa, good for her. Because I'm like, I wouldn't
would do that. Yeah.
Concluding her prayer, she felt one of the thorns like an arrow of love flung by Jesus.
Cupid.
He's a trained, methodical marksman with deadly aim, shooting arrows into random victims.
Yes, but he's also making people fall in love.
And penetrate the flesh and bone in the middle of her forehead. The wound in time became ugly and revolting to some of the nuns, so that Rita remained in her cell for, get this, 15 years. She didn't want to go out because impacted the sisters.
Introvert, man.
And there you go. And the suffering and great pain while engaged in contemplative prayer. So it constantly hurt while she prayed. Added to the pain was the formation of little worms in the wound. Disgusting. At the time of her death, the great light emanated from the wound on her forehead, while the little worms were transformed into sparks of light.
Glow worms. Oh, my goodness.
That's crazy. And she was known for her beauty. And so when she cut her hair and became a nun and then got the wound, she lived a completely opposite life, like a total wreck. Like, and people, even her own nuns, shunned her.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Mm. Yeah, you painted a pretty good picture. I could smell the wound on her head, you know?
Yeah, not good. Okay, let's change the subject. Okay, so there's another story about when she was beatified. Mm. Okay, so Cassia was like really crowded. A bunch of people like came to this beatification
feast day.
And there was a little fight broke out between the religious. Some of the priests were arguing among each other, like who was going to do the vespers.
I want to do prayer. No idea.
So there was this argument going. So it scared the nuns. So the nuns immediately started praying to Saint Rita. And so while they're praying, all of a sudden she was in a coffin with glass walls on the side.
It's been a while since her death, too.
Yeah, right.
So all of a sudden, her body was just lifted in the casket.
Oh, my goodness.
Her eyes opened. Her eyes had not opened since she died 171 years prior.
Oh, my gosh.
It'd be funny if she went,
seriously. So like her eyes opened up, and they're like, whoa.
But that was enough.
I think they were scared before.
Yeah. Is she the patron saint of bar fights?
So she just ran over. So the nuns like saw this, and they ran over and they rang the bells to the convent. And a bunch. So the reason was they drew attention to it. Thousands of people.
All
were
the people in the town just went there.
Went there and witnessed this miracle of her just like staring them down. And immediately the fight kind of died out.
You take the prayer. No, you take a prayer. Different kind of fight.
That's crazy.
I don't want to do it anymore.
You know, when she died, all the bells in the city rang. And no human hands were pulling those ropes.
No way.
Yeah. All of them were ringing. And then, so from her cell, she died in her cell at the convent. And there was such a sweet smell coming from her cell that it enveloped the entire convent. Mm-hmm. So you could smell it everywhere. Yeah. So I was thinking about like the wound on her head. That had to smell awful. Yeah, look, I'm in nursing homes, right?
Right.
When people pass away, they excrete their bowels. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're talking... This is
not pleasant.
Like, if we got down to the real logistics of this, the logic, there should not be a sweet smell coming out. Mm-hmm. Let me just say that.
Yeah, right.
And then worms in her wounds, on her head. Mm-hmm. Okay. So she was originally a pretty lady, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, after she died, she was also very beautiful, more beautiful and younger than she had ever looked right after she died.
A holy glow.
Yeah, it was the holy,
I'm assuming that being that she was 171 years and her eyes open, she's an incorruptible.
She was for a while, I believe. I don't think she currently is, or at least not as incorruptible as she once was. So.
Yeah. She was beatified in the 1800s?
Well, 1900s, or canonized. Yeah, so
canonized.
It was a long time. Yeah. Almost 300 years to make that decision.
What took you so long?
That's the second miracle.
She died in 1626. Uh-huh. 171 years she's beatified, and then another 300
almost
years
300,
that she was canonized.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Took a while.
Well,
nothing ever.
But now the miracles are coming all over the place. So
So for her body to be more beautiful and
younger,
for the smell and younger and the smell to permeate. And all the bells to ring when she died.
Yes.
This is before they had automatic timers and they ring by themselves.
It's great. A great scene in the movie. And then the movie, all the bells are ringing. Everybody's like, this is totally out of our hands for sure. This is a miracle. And she was a saint.
Think about when this brawl broke out in Cassia, when this brawl breaks out and she's levitating and her eyes are opening, what happens? They go and ring all the bells to draw attention to it.
Yeah. And it said other times her body literally turned from side to side at other times to solve disputes.
Wow.
So, and other saints have done that too. So they just automatically just
maybe they're just tired of laying on that side.
Saint Rita would be rolling over in her grave right now.
There it is.
Literally. Oh, man. Okay. Well, again, thank y'all for joining us for another Hanging with the Saints. Be sure and subscribe and check out all of our social media outlets. In the meantime, be real.
Be bold.
And be Catholic.
God bless.